Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Director of Public Health in the Northwest has warned of an increase in hospitalisations in the coming weeks as the Omicron wave spreads throughout the country. Well, Letterkenny University Hospital is currently dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19. Power has been restored to most areas of Donegal after over 3,000 properties were affected by outages earlier. And Mica Housing and the advancement of the Riverine project will be high on the agenda for the Cathaoirleach of the Lifford-Snorna Municipal District in 2022. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, over 500 cases of COVID-19 are being identified each day in the Northwest. The Director of Public Health in the Northwest, Dr. Anthony Breslin, has warned that there will be an increase in hospitalisations in the coming weeks as the Omicron wave spreads throughout the country. The HSE is reminding people that if they have been identified as a close contact but are asymptomatic, then they need to restrict their movements and avail of antigen testing rather than PCR testing. Dr. Breslin says demand is currently outweighing capacity at testing centres.
Basically, because of the demand and the number of cases, we're trying to restrict the PCRs for people who are symptomatic and for people who are working in healthcare sectors or other areas where we need staff like the Gardaí, etc.
Are the testing centres under pressure at the moment?
They are, because the numbers we have are very, very large. We have over 500 cases per day now in the Northwest. And then so we have symptomatic people we want to test. We have healthcare workers who are trying to get, who are close contacts, who don't test them, so we're trying to get them tested so we can get them back to work under restricted circumstances. And we just don't have the capacity. We have situations where there's a case in the house and the whole house turns up to get tested. We can't do that. That's not on.
And is there any indication how this Omicron variant is affecting Donegal at the moment?
Donegal has always had a very high COVID infection rate, unfortunately, and also a low vaccination rate. So we're going to have a lot of COVID, full stop. We have a lot of Omicron. We haven't seen the figures, sort of the rates in the rest of the country the last few days, but I think Donegal will be up there with one of the higher rates. People socialising a lot, less so sort of because of, formerly because of the clubs closed and the hospitality sector closed at 8 o'clock, but people are running house parties, people are going to weddings, people are going to funerals, still dealing with a large number of cases from social events that took place before the restrictions came into place. For instance, one event where we had over 110 people attending on the Tuesday before the hospitality restrictions came in, and we have a large number of cases from that situation. Yes, Omicron may be less mild, but I can't say it's mild all the time, and we will see an increase in the hospitalisations.
Letterkenny University Hospital, meanwhile, is currently dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19. Visiting is being restricted also at the hospital due to the rising number of cases of the virus in the community. SAILTA has confirmed that access to visitors is now being limited to one person per patient for 15 minutes per day. Daniel Brennan has more.
Visits to Letterkenny University Hospital must be pre-arranged by family members and visitors who should contact the relevant ward or unit in advance. In line with national guidance on visiting, visitors will be asked to produce their EU digital COVID certificate or HSE COVID-19 vaccination record or any other proof of immunity at the entrance. They may also be asked to show photo ID. Exemptions from requirement of vaccination proof will be granted on compassionate grounds. Children may not visit the hospital unless agreed in advance on compassionate grounds with the ward or unit manager. Separate arrangements are in place for access to the maternity department for nominated support partners. Anyone coming to the hospital must complete a COVID-19 screening checklist and follow the public health guidance, including wearing a surgical face mask and performing good hand hygiene regularly. The hospital is also dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19, and there is no access to visitors in the outbreak areas currently.
An Inishowen councillor says action needs to be taken to tackle the tsunami of COVID-19 cases. Councillor Albert Doherty is calling on the HSE to urgently respond to calls for a COVID test centre to be re-established in the peninsula. A walk-in testing centre was in operation in Inishowen for a period of time, but it closed in September. Councillor Doherty says the size of the population of Inishowen in itself warrants a centre.
I think with the tsunami of COVID-19 presently in the area, we do need again that the people of Inishowen, the families of Inishowen, should have a testing centre located within the peninsula. I am getting many, many calls from that, from constituents, and I have made this case now to the HSE. It's time once again to re-establish a location in the Inishowen Peninsula.
And we do know that this new Omicron variant is hugely transmissible, so early detection is vital in this.
Early detection is vital, and also if the present system was efficient and was capable of answering all the questions and ills, and the people have been able to avail of a test, that's not what's presently happening. And it might be because of the tsunami and after the Christmas rush, but at the same time, the people of Inishowen do not want to be faced with an 80-mile return journey. They are very conscious and careful about having to travel and the burden that puts on fellow family members. And I think the peninsula and the size of it, we deserve to have a level playing field. We deserve and merit the location of a centre within the peninsula.
It's not as if space isn't available for the HSE to roll this out.
Not at all. All groups want to play a supportive role. And indeed, over the holiday period, the local ICA Guild and their spokesperson have said to assist in the community, they would be very willing to allocate to the HSE as a centre the Wesley Hall in Bridge Street. And these are the type of people who are concerned, who want to play a role and want to ensure that we're all in this together. And I want to acknowledge the positive role that they and other groups are playing.
83.5% of people in Donegal are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's the lowest figure in the country, but does not account for those who may have received their vaccine in Northern Ireland. Latest figures from the HSPC show that 86.8% of over 18s in the county are fully vaccinated and 83.5% of over 12s. Meanwhile, those aged 30 to 39 are eligible to register for a COVID vaccine booster as of today. They'll be available at walk-in clinics, participating pharmacies or GPs, or by booking a time slot for a centre online. Those aged 16 to 29 who received the one-shot Johnson vaccine are also eligible for a booster shot. A walk-in booster clinic for people aged 30 and older is operating today at the Letterkenny Vaccination Centre in Ballyrean until 7:30 this evening. Well, the high volume of positive COVID-19 cases in Donegal has resulted in a large number of COVID-19 vaccination appointment cancellations. Anyone who tests positive for the virus is advised against receiving a vaccine or booster dose while infected. Dr. James McDade of Scally McDade Rorty Medical Practice says it's vital that people do get vaccinated to protect against the Omicron variant.
It's a consequence of the high number of people who have tested positive in the past four to five days. We have quite a large number of vaccines that have become available. Yes, of course, we will have about 250 today, but we would normally have been expected to be doing 400 to 450. Those vaccines are available. They won't go to waste. I don't think we've heard everything about the Omicron virus just yet. I mean, there are those that say that it isn't all that, hasn't got that more danger, shall we say, than others. But it is certainly going to spread all over the community and the naturally enough, if you're able to have the booster, it certainly plays a major part in lessening the effect of it. The other point I would like to make as well is that tomorrow on Thursday afternoon, we will also be running a clinic or a vaccine facility for everybody as well. And on Friday morning, we're going to open again from between 9:00 in the morning and 11:00 in the morning if anybody wants the vaccine at that time as well.
Power has been restored to most areas of Donegal. At a peak earlier today, over 3,000 properties were affected by power outages. A number of homes and businesses in Convoy, however, are still without power. ESB crews are currently working to repair the fault, with power estimated to be restored shortly. Investigations are continuing after a man was attacked and robbed in Letterkenny. Gardaí say they are eager to progress the investigation. Eamon Tortney has more.
At around 9:30pm on Thursday night last, a man is believed to have left the bus station in Letterkenny and was walking in the direction of the car park nearby when he was assaulted by two women and a man at the pedestrian crossing on the Ramelton Road. His mobile phone was stolen during the incident. The man required medical attention for injuries sustained, which Gardaí do not believe to be life-threatening. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the incident or to anyone who may have dashcam footage of the incident to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 07491 67100 or the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Letterkenny University Hospital is the second most overcrowded hospital in the country today. According to the latest Trolley Watch report from the INMO, 34 people are waiting on a bed at the hospital. 15 people are in a trolley in the emergency department, while a further 19 are waiting on wards elsewhere in the hospital. A total of 244 patients are waiting on beds at hospitals across the country. Micah Housing and the advancement of the Riverine project will be high on the agenda for the Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorna Municipal District in 2022. Councillor Gerry Crawford hopes the coming year will bring a resolution for Micah affected homeowners. He says while there is work to be done over the course of the next 12 months, much has been achieved this year.
I think one of the burning questions, and we hope that we can lay that to factory conclusion in 2022, is the Micah problem, which has affected very many families locally here in this part of Donegal where I live, but throughout the whole county. And hopefully that the coming year we'll see resolutions acceptable to everybody on that issue. And also going forward, we have very, very many problems that exist for people in their everyday living, such as housing. And we know that there are schemes that are underway and planned for Balbafeid, Stranorna area, and for Lifford area. There's houses under construction in St Johnson. And to see those come to where people can actually move in, and that it doesn't just doesn't become something that we speak about, but something that people actually can live in and see the benefit of. Going forward as well, I think it's important to note that in our own Lifford area here, we hope to see an advancement in a big way of the Riverine project, which will be a massive project, and it will bring much needed benefits to the town when people start to work on that, whenever they get to work on that. And they also have the drainage problem, the flood defences, that will move on. Now, they may not all come to completion, but they will move on a step, and every step in the right direction is very important for those two projects. We have much needed news, good news for 2022, and I think it's important to dwell on some of the good things at times of such difficult times, as that the Greyhound Stadium is due to reopen in the springtime, and that's a very welcome boost to this town and to the surrounding areas.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with cross-channel soccer. Leaders Manchester City can pad their lead out to 9 points at the top of the Premier Division table tonight. Pep Guardiola's side go to Brentford for a quarter past eight kickoff. Boss Guardiola believes the return to form of Kevin De Bruyne could be crucial in them retaining their title. The Belgian has scored 3 goals in his last 3 matches, and the manager's delighted De Bruyne is back to his best.
Kevin is an exceptional player. He struggled in the beginning of the season, and now he's much, much better. He's a fighter and a guy who creates goals, assists. We know it.
Before that City game at 7:30, third place Chelsea will move into second if they beat Brighton. Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel says he's super concerned for the health of his players. The likes of Romelu Lukaku and Callum Hudson-Odoi will be asked to play a second Premier League game in 48 hours, just days after coming out of isolation. Tuchel doesn't understand why his call to reintroduce 5 substitutes hasn't got more backing.
I get the feeling that everybody's refusing it, or like not even thinking about it, or like refusing to think about it. For me, it's only logic to do this, because everybody is affected by COVID, and you simply need more possibilities to protect the players and to share the minutes.
Everton's Premier League match with Newcastle has been postponed. The game scheduled for tomorrow has been called off due to COVID issues in the Newcastle squad. Meanwhile, Mikel Arteta will miss Arsenal's clash with Manchester City on New Year's Day. The Gunners' boss is isolating after testing positive for COVID. Republic of Ireland international Adam Ida has revealed he was the subject of racist abuse on social media after Norwich's 3-0 loss to Crystal Palace yesterday. The Cork native received a number of racist messages on Instagram. Norwich say they're disappointed and the matter has been reported to the police. Blackburn will look to continue their promotion push in the Championship tonight. Tony Mowbray's side, who are third, host Barnsley. Elsewhere, Blackpool take on Middlesbrough while Millwall go to Coventry. All three matches are underway at 7:45. A number of games, including Sheffield United's meeting with Hull, has been called off due to COVID issues. On the Gaelic Games front, Thursday's Donegal Under-21 hurling final between St Eunan's and Setanta has been postponed. Donegal GAA have made the call, saying with the rising number of COVID cases, the Donegal CCC have decided to postpone the free fixed Under-21 hurling final that was scheduled to be played in Burt tomorrow. The original game, played before Christmas, was abandoned at half-time after a Setanta player took ill. Gerwyn Price continues the defence of his World Darts Championship title tonight. The Welshman meets Dirk van den Dooijen in the last 18. That's the final match of the night at Alexandra Palace. Dave Chisnell, meanwhile, has been forced to withdraw from the event. He's tested positive for COVID, with Luke Humphreys now set to receive a bye into the last 16. Ulster Rugby say that some uncertainty remains around their clash with Leinster on Saturday. They've issued an update to supporters ahead of the United Rugby Championship meeting in Belfast. Both provinces had their St Stephen's Day fixtures postponed due to COVID issues. And finally, in horse racing, pre-race favourite Sarja secured a fourth Matheson Hurdle success at Leopardstown earlier. Patrick Mullins was on board to guide the Wally Mullins trained 8-year-old to victory. Furry Road and Jack Kennedy combined to win the other Group 1 of the day. That was the Novice Chase. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, police in Derry are appealing for information after a 48-year-old man was seriously injured in an assault. It happened between midnight and 1 a.m. on Sunday, December the 19th, somewhere between the Northland Road Junction and Northland Avenue. The victim suffered a fractured skull, hip, jaw and nose. Officers are keen to speak to anyone who may have been in the area at the time and who may have seen a group of young men in the area of Northland Avenue at around 12:30 a.m. on the morning of December the 19th. Elsewhere, police in Strabane are investigating an assault in the early hours of Monday morning last, during which a woman was knocked unconscious. It happened outside a pub on the Castle Finn Road at around 1:15 when a woman was waiting for a lift home with friends. A number of men aged 18 to 21 approached the group and the woman was knocked unconscious for a period of time. She sustained a minor cut above her right eyebrow and a bruise to her right hand. An iPhone 11 Pro Max, midnight green in colour, belonging to the victim, was missing after the attack. Police are appealing for witnesses. A major development of Drumbo Woods in Stranorler is on the cards. A feasibility study is underway to identify priorities to support the sustainable expansion of the woods for the local community and visitors. Consultation boards containing initial concepts are in place in Drumbo Woods for public viewing until the end of January. The study has been commissioned by Basic and Donegal County Council. Manager of Basic, Leah Fairman, says it's about enhancing the amenity as much as possible.
Many people are really familiar with Drumbo Woods and Stranorler and know that we've got a fantastic natural resource there. And what we're looking to do is get people's feedback on what they enjoy about the woods, what they want to keep in the woods and what, you know, that is really special about them, but also ways in which we can enhance it for the whole community and for visitors coming to the towns.
And there is a consultation ongoing, so you'll be encouraging as many people, those in the local area and those that visit this area often, to make their views known.
Absolutely. We've been working with Donegal County Council and Pasparak is Freel on a feasibility study, and we've got lots of ideas and feedback already from the local community. and Paspourakis Real have done a fantastic job of getting those up, and some ideas of kind of maps of the different areas of the woods and what we could do with them. So we posted those out on boards in the woods, and we'd love people to take a look at those and give them their feedback on, you know, what they like in those ideas, and maybe if there's things that they don't like, because this is all about a discussion at this stage so we can get to the best outcomes.
While it is at an early stage, is there a timeline around this when you envisage some work to start on the woods?
We'll be working with the consultation, I think, at least up until the end of January, and there's always time to give feedback into the process. So the output of the feasibility study is a report where we'll make recommendations of projects that we could look for funding in the future. So it remains a very open consultation period over a while, so there's lots of time for people to give feedback, but we'd love to hear from people right now, and we think Christmas is a good time to get out and get into the woods and have a walk around and kind of relook at them from new eyes. So people can email in on our email address, which is mydrumblewoods@gmail.com, whether you're local or whether you've visited in the area and only been there once, and just let us know what you think and what your experience was.
There's been a sharp increase in house prices in Donegal over the past year. According to the latest Daft.ie house price report, the average house price in the county is now €177,000. Donegal's rise in house prices followed a similar trend to many rural areas, with Daft.ie estimating that an almost 15% increase in prices in the Connacht-Ulster area in 2021. The number of new homes transactions in Donegal is also up 29% over the course of the year. Author of the report, economist Ronan Lyon, says there are still too few houses available for the number of people in the country. He says home buyers need to consider a number of factors when it comes to entering the market.
The two building blocks when you're looking to buy a home, the first is, are you, or you as a couple or a single person, depending on how you're looking to buy, are you from an income point of view ready? If you're expecting, for example, a promotion or a big increase later in the year, it may make sense to wait, because all of the financial institutions have to take into account your current income, not from an employer or from yourself, about what you think will happen, your pay.
Weather now, dry at first tonight. Rain and drizzle will develop later in the evening, with lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening: over 500 cases of COVID-19 are being identified each day in the Northwest. The Director of Public Health in the Northwest, Dr. Anthony Breslin, has warned that there will be an increase in hospitalisations in the coming weeks as the Omicron wave spreads throughout the country. Letterkenny University Hospital, meanwhile, is currently dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19. Visiting is being restricted at the hospital due to the rising number of cases of the virus in the community. Investigations are continuing after a man was attacked and robbed in Letterkenny. Gardaí say they are eager to progress the investigation. And Micah Housing and the advancement of the Riverine project will be high on the agenda for the Cathaoirleach of the Lifford-Stranorna Municipal District in 2022. Councillor Gerry Crawford hopes the coming year will bring a resolution for Micah-affected homeowners. That's all from Highland Radio News for this evening. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Our next local bulletin will be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Until then, there will be national updates on the hour. Good evening. The obituary notice says for this Wednesday evening, December the 29th, the death has occurred of Helen Brogan Tillet Birch. Removal on Friday afternoon at 12:15 to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 1:00, followed by interment in Burt's Cemetery. Helen's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The wake is for family only. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to ICU ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Michael McDermott, Breda Glen, Mobile. Michael's remains will repose at his home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass for Michael will take place on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Pius X Church, Mobile, followed by burial in Ballinacray Graveyard, Leckamy. Funeral Mass for Michael can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Irish Heart Foundation care of any family member. The death has taken place of Frances Bonner, Tully Alley, Redcastle. Her remains will arrive at St. Columba's Church Drung, Quigley's Point, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass for Frances will be held on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. House private, please. The death has occurred of Danny Neddy Sharkey Mulladuff. His remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening until 7 o'clock, with removal afterwards to his home. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. House strictly private to family and close friends only on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Winnie Doherty, 3 Birchill Creeslaw, and formerly of Herity, Mean Lara and Glasgow. Wake is private to family and close friends only, please. Family only on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church Creeslaw tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by burial in Doe Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Friends with St Luke's via any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of John Kern, 6 Mulroy Terrace, Milford. Remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest at Mountaintop, Letterkenny. Viewing this evening until 6 o'clock, followed by removal to St Peter's Church, Milford, to arrive at 7 o'clock for rosary and to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral Mass and rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. And the death has occurred of Mary Karen, née Duffy, Fatima, Glen Carr, Letterkenny, formerly of Umla Carrigart, reposing at her late residence. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations if wished to the Donegal branch of the Alzheimer's Society, care Pascal Blake, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.